On October 19, 2017, the Panoramic Survey Telescope and Rapid Response System in Hawaii recorded something spectacular. It was a light, zipping through the solar system at great speeds unlike anything seen before. Over the next few nights, astronomers Rob Work and Marco Michelli gathered the combined power of ground telescopes from across the globe to watch the object in close detail. Not too long after its discovery, it was announced to the world that astronomers had seen, for the first time, an unknown object from outside our solar system, our first interstellar visitor spotted by telescope.
The strange thing is that we'd been hoping to see something like this for years, if not decades.
That is Alan Fitzsimmons, a professor of astronomy from Queen's University, Belfast.
But we were shockingly unprepared to find one, and so there was a mad scramble for the next week to use every telescope that we could to try and study this object, because it was already moving away from the sun and moving away from the Earth, and it was getting fainter every night.
The media quickly grabbed a hold of the story, fondly referring to our visitor as a muamua. At the same time, Alan Fitzsimmons and his colleague Matthew Knight had caught wind of the news and decided to look further into the matter.
With the help of the International Space Science Institute in Switzerland, we put together a team of 14 astronomers and we met last year to review this data for the first time.
The team sought to look at what was known about a muamua's characteristics and what they still didn't understand about the data previously collected.
This debate the media had caught on to, the possibility that this object wasn't entirely natural, i.e. it could be an artificial probe sent from another solar system.
A muamua brought with it many questionable traits that did a great job at stumping natural explanation at the time. This soon became the focus of Fitzsimmons' paper, to analyze each peculiar trait of a muamua and give it an explanation that did not rely on artificial solutions. The first issue being that a muamua was accelerating, getting faster in its trajectory away from the solar system.
Its motion wasn't entirely controlled by gravity, and this was interpreted by some people that it could be an alien spacecraft under a solar sail propulsion, where just the simple pressure of sunlight on a large reflecting area can push you around. The problem with that is twofold. First of all, we know that not only was the object spinning, but it was kind of spinning around more than one axis. If you looked at it by eye, it would appear tumbling. And so if it was an alien spaceship, it'd be pretty much out of control.
Meaning, unless these aliens are resistant to vomiting, they are having a pretty horrendous time.
But the other point is that we see this behavior in comets in our own solar system. We see these icy bodies that naturally orbit our sun accelerating away from the sun by a small amount, simply due to Newton's third law. Because their sunward side is heated, they eject material towards the sun, and that pushes the comet further away from the sun at a slightly faster rate. Although we didn't actually see any of that material coming off the surface, i.e. it still didn't look like a comet, it looked like an asteroid.
Though the team was unable to see the gas, they did find a natural solution to explain why. Under certain circumstances, depending on the gas type a muamua could be releasing, the equipment sensitivity at the time would not have been sufficient enough to detect it.
At its brightest, it was a pretty faint object that you needed a very large telescope to detect clearly. We found that it's entirely possible that this object was outgassing as its trajectory implies.
We now have explanations for muamua's unusual acceleration and low gas emissions. There is, however, one remaining trait that still has the team stumped.
We don't know its exact shape. It could be a long cigar shape, maybe six times longer than it is wide. Or it could be kind of a disc shape, kind of a flattened oval. If you want to have a picture in your mind, it could be either like the Imperial Cruiser, or it could be shaped like the Millennium Falcon. And we don't know which.
Despite that last bit of ambiguity, the team unfortunately came to the conclusion that there is no significant reason to believe that a muamua is alien technology from the deep regions of our galaxy.
There's no reason to think this is artificial. Everything we observe can be explained by it being a natural object. But we might find an artificial object one day. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, we would love to find an artificial object. Unfortunately, it wasn't Oumuamua as far as we can tell.
The good news is, a muamua is not a rare visitor. There are estimates from astronomers saying that there are about 10,000 similarly shaped interstellar objects floating in our solar system at any given time.
And if that's the case, then the new Large Synoptic Survey Telescope down in Chile, which will start operations in just 3 years' time, should be able to find about one of these objects per year. And that's going to put us in a much better place to understand the nature of these interstellar objects in 10 years' time. If we've got 10 of them detected rather than just one, we should be able to start coming to some conclusions about their general nature.
The exciting bit is that just this month, the Comet Interceptor mission has been approved and will launch in 2028. The mission will put a probe just past the moon that has the capability to intercept future interstellar travelers.
So it may be that within the next 15 years, we even get a close-up view of one of these natural objects from another planetary system, which would be incredibly exciting.
The music in the short is sponsored by Epidemic Sound, perfect music for audio and video productions.